echoing our call. We are eddies swirling in the river, and this river is God. But we are so busy being eddies, we don't notice God all around us. We don't notice we are flowing with God, one with God, inseparable from God. We are clouds floating in the God sky, grains of sand of the God beach, flowers, fruits and leaves of the God tree, little fingers of the God body, utterly absorbed in being this little finger. How can we expand ourselves beyond our little ego self to become aware of our larger infinite self? How can we unveil our oneness with God? How claim God as our own? What instruments do we have to sense and know the infinite God within and around us? What voice have we to sound the God depths? What vision to scan the God skies? In truth, God is infinitely more eager to receive and answer our call than we are to cry it. We have only to turn all of ourselves, with all of our heart's ardor, eagerness and intensity, towards whatever conception of God we can love with all of our being, and let God, our highest, wisest, fullest self, complete the picture, join the dots, finish our game. Sri Chinmoy writes, "The moment God or the feeling of the beyond comes into our existence, we will see God. The moment we repeat the name of God or chant Om, immediately the sound travels to the beyond, and from there we hear the vibration echoing and re-echoing. When we call God, He will not simply remain in the beyond. He will echo our call. God immediately receives our call in the beyond, and from the beyond He sends His divine vibration into our heart. When this happens, faith is bound to come into our life." Sri Chinmoy.